World War I, also known as the Great War or the War to End All Wars, was a terrible event in this planet's history. World War I lasted for over 4 years, from July 28th to 1914 to November 11th, 1918. In Africa, the war lasted 2 weeks longer, to November 25th, 1918, because of a man named Vorbeck. His army could still claim to be undefeated, which was unusual for the German armies. And he decided to end the African war when he wanted it to end. He had been forced into Portuguese Mozambique by November, but he still had some 3,000 troops under his command, and he was still launching raids into southern Rhodesia. He formally surrendered to the British on November 25th, 1918. This war was a tragic event in human history, with having 70 million soldiers killed, 13 million civilians killed, and 17 to 100 million dead from diseases caused by the war. There were some very underage soldiers fighting in the war, too. The youngest of them was only 12 years old. There would have been many more deaths if the Japanese hadn't stepped in and helped defeat the Central Powers. The Japanese protected American trade routes with the European countries that greatly increased the strength of the European armies. A Canadian doctor, John McCrae, wrote this from the perspective of the fallen soldiers. To you from failing hands we throw, the torch to be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in the Flanders field. The journalists, due to not having modern technology, had to risk their lives as much as the soldiers every day, just to get news about the war. The Battle of Jutland, the biggest naval conflict of the war, was a major turning point against the Central Powers. The British Navy fought against the German Navy, and ended with the British defeating the Germans. Germany never attacked an Allied naval blockade for the rest of the war. Planes were used in the war too, but not as much as the navies. Back then, flight was new technology. The pilots mostly used them to gather information, but then the first machine guns got attached to planes. They were imperfect and could easily destroy the plane the gun was attached to. Later models fixed that, included some of the more popular models, the Moraine Saulnier and the British Bristol Type 22. Here's a short story about what an average family would have gone through in World War I. There is a mother, her name is Margaret, a father, whose name is John, a 9-year-old boy named James, and a 4-year-old girl named Mary. They live in Portland, Maine, in a classic 2-up, 2-down style house. Margaret was in the kitchen preparing breakfast for John and the kids, and she needed some herbs from her garden. She walked out to get some basil on the front lawn, and a man in a military came up to her house. He walks up to her holding a rolled up piece of paper. He holds it to her and says, "Your husband has been drafted to serve in the Great War." Margaret ran inside, holding back tears. She told John the bad news, and James overheard what she said. He ran at John crying and said, "Why does Daddy have to go?" "Because there are terrible people in this world right now, and Daddy's gonna fight them and make it better," Margaret told him. James sniffed and then said, "Okay," and ran upstairs. A few weeks after John left to fight the war, the family was desperately needing money, so Margaret went to a factory and became a munitionette. She was underpaid and overworked by the factory owners. She used most of the money she earned to get babysitters for James and Mary, so they didn't have much to buy decent food. They barely made for 2 months, and then Margaret's factory went on strike. This was terrible for their family and meant that they would have no more money to buy food. Luckily, the factory owners weren't making money either, so they listened to the strikers and fixed the factory for them. It meant they would have more pay, less hours, and safer environment to work in. The enjoyment of this good news didn't last long, due to a letter that Margaret got the next day. John's squadron got ambushed by a German attack squad. He was killed in battle trying to save his wounded friend. The family cried the whole night, until they all fell asleep. The family, now missing a member, moved to the city and got an apartment. Margaret continued her work in another factory, but the family never fully recovered.